Yes, indeed. It's time again for Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council. And of course, that's involving your beef checkoff dollars. Find more online at beeftips.com or follow them on social media with the Wisconsin Beef Council. And joining us today is Sean Darcy. Sean is the Senior Director of Market Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You know, we've been talking a lot about what 2020 taught us when it comes to the agricultural goods that we're so proud of producing and how consumers saw it in light of the pandemic. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association just recently released their State of the Consumer, basically on a review of 2020. Sean, tell me a little bit, like I mentioned to you before we started this conversation, the pandemic taught a lot of us in production agriculture about how quickly consumers can change, how quickly our supply chain can change, and some of those trends that we saw early in 2020 are still with us today. What did the State of the Consumer report show you as far as beef consumption and consumer trends?
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me today, Pam. I'm happy to join in and talk through this report that we put together on the State of the Consumer. Really, 2020, not telling anyone anything new here, was a year like any other for us. You know, I think it started with, obviously, the pandemic and the stocking up behavior that we see. And honestly, through fall of this year, we still had 84% of meals being cooked at home for consumers, just showing at the comfort level. And what that led to was this stocking up behavior that consumers had. And I think if anyone went to the store for a couple weeks there in spring, we had the out of stocks like we had never had before. I know in my lifetime, in such a global and domestic scale for sure, maybe isolated incidents when there was a natural disaster, but you couldn't find anything on the shelf. And it was quite overwhelming, I think, for many consumers. But what this led to with everything that was happening was a rise in retail overall. We saw numbers year-over-year sales increases in the 40s and 50% year-over-year increases. And those numbers are pretty astronomical. A good year, just for a little perspective, is 1% to 2% would be a great year for beef or a chicken or a pork to increase in that amount. So have numbers increase 40% to 50% was really pretty astronomical for the industry as a whole. And that has led to a lot of beef consumption. It was actually higher projected beef consumption in 2020 than there was in 2019 because of all of that. Now, at the same time, we did see food service take a very big impact. You know, when we looked at transactional data for a while there in spring, it was getting between 40 and 80% lower than we had seen year over year. And those numbers are starting to level off this fall. Obviously, we had a little bit of an uptick going into winter as well. So some of those transactions started increasing a little bit. But overall, you know, I think the industry adapted to that takeout and online ordering a little bit there, and we're able to make up for some of those things. And it was pretty interesting. You know, consumers were stocking up on these things like ground beef, and steak was a big component of that. Ground beef specifically represents over 40% of the increased value that we had at retail, but they're looking for ways to cook those things, right, and to eat those things. So we saw that the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand on behalf of the checkoff really shifted its strategy in late spring to incorporate a lot of these ideas. And we saw an impact on our Beef It's What's for Dinner, our Beef It's What's for Dinner traffic specifically on what they were looking for. So those quick and easy meal ideas, even so some of those comfort foods around roast and how to make gravy for a roast. And a lot of the search behavior with beef ended up changing a little bit because of that dynamic. So we were able to shift on a dime there.
Mm-hmm. Now here we are in 2021, and we're hoping a lot of these patterns that consumers adopted in 2020 stays in place, to your point, Sean. Sean Darcy along with us from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other items that we learned from consumers in 2020. I agree with you. Anybody that tried to buy a freezer recognized that people were definitely stocking up. But the other thing it forced us to do is start ordering groceries online. And now for a lot of people, that was a brand new concept. And I'm wondering if you learned anything about meat purchases online as we got more and more into the pandemic.
Yeah, so National Cattlemen's Beef Association, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, went out and commissioned some market research when all of this was going on, specifically on online meal ordering from food service establishments and online grocery ordering from your local grocery stores and so on. And, you know, what we learned from that and what we've been tracking is this is most likely sped up the adoption of both of those services, specifically online grocery ordering for sure. People are going to want to get back into restaurants, but still I think it increased those areas there. Because what we're seeing is that beef specifically, consumers were satisfied with those experiences. So the barriers that consumers had from online grocery ordering, a lot of it may be delivery fees and pickup fees, or not getting the product you want. You know, that's a big deal when it comes to steak. I want to choose the ribeye I want, the amount of marbling it has, or how thick of a cut of a steak it has. Those are some of the initial barriers we had before all of this happened. But what we saw is consumers started trusting the process, and when they were satisfied with that experience, over 70%, 75% of people, I believe, were satisfied with the experience that they were getting from all of these activities. And really, the dissatisfaction level, so on the opposite side of that, was extremely low. Less than 10% of people were coming away dissatisfied with the experience they were getting, both on online meal ordering and grocery ordering. And I think that's just helping, along with, obviously, all of these other things that happened with the pandemic and not wanting to go out in public as much with some people, have led to this idea of speeding up the adoption of these practices and becoming a bigger deal, and becoming a bigger portion of the sales for all of these companies.
So now I'm curious, because part of what the Checkoff does is also educate consumers about the beef cuts that are out there. You know, when you're doing everything via an app or an online search engine, if you will, how do we educate the consumer to look beyond ground beef and beyond steaks to some of those other cuts that are out there, Sean? Is that a part of the Checkoff challenge too?
Absolutely. We're always looking at different programs and different avenues that we can help with. And we have a supply chain team here at Beef It's What's for Dinner that's constantly working on these ideas. So what we saw, and we did this as part of our summer grilling campaign, is we were in lockstep with some of our promotional work with some of supply chain operators. So when consumers were going through these experiences, that we would serve them up an advertisement or a recipe, if you will, and it would give them those ideas and enhance, you know, kind of keep it top of mind while they're shopping. They could even click right on that recipe, and it would add all the ingredients to it to their shopping list. And that's a strategy we continued actually through the holiday season again, and will be a continued effort, you know, I believe in 2021 as we continue to have online e-commerce be a big part of what consumers are transitioning to.
If you're just joining us, this is Sean Darcy. He is the Senior Director of Market Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on Checkoff Chat. And remember, here in Wisconsin, our Checkoff, driven by the Wisconsin Beef Council, you can find more recipe details and more about the staff and the farmers that are out there producing that quality beef at beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Sean, let's talk a little bit more about, now here we are, 2021 and rolling forward. The Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign has really spread that message across many different platforms, many different ways. We thought it was gone, but now it's back with more life, more vim and vigor than ever before, right?
Absolutely, and it's going to be continued that way into the future. What we've seen with the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand is it still has that nostalgia with consumers that might be a little bit older and remember it, but even our newer consumers really like the catchiness and the taglines. You know, a great example of that is we launched a beef quality assurance campaign around production with consumers. This was about a year or so ago now, and we had tremendous success partnering Beef Quality Assurance with our Beef It's What's for Dinner brand and having it actually drive interest for that educational piece on beef production. And I think you're going to see continued effort. Obviously, it does great. You know, we just had the drool log videos with a prime roast roasting with recipe ideas over the holiday season. We were back on Hallmark on live TV during those times as well. So it was definitely a big fall and winter for us, and I think we'll continue to be a great year as we head into 2021 with some of the ideas that might come down the pipe.
Well, you're going to want to stay in touch with Beef. It's whatsfordinner.com and, of course, beeftips.com here in Wisconsin for state-specific activities. Sean Darcy, along with us, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Director of Market Research. And if you want to find out more about the trends that they noticed in 2020 and some of the projections they're already noticing for 2021, as we said, best place to go, Beef. It's What's for Dinner. And that, my friends, is your checkoff chat for today, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. Always educating, researching, and promoting our Wisconsin beef. Find more again, beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Along with Sean Darcy from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, I'm Pam Yonke.